Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, tonight the Gonzaga Bulldogs look for perfection in the national title game. They can be the first team to do it in 45 years. And for a preview of this game, we bring on a guy who he knows a thing or two about basketball, does it for a living. But tonight, he's just a dad in Indianapolis. Kelly Graves has his son playing for the Gonzaga Bulldogs in the national championship game, and he's also the Ducks women's basketball coach. Thanks for joining us, Coach. How you doing?
Well, I'm a little bit nervous. I've already logged about 18,000 steps out in the park and along the river. So I've been trying to keep myself kind of busy today.
You know, what are the nerves like? What's the biggest difference? I mean, you've been in pressure-packed situations as a basketball coach, but this is dad mode. How different is it for you on the emotional range?
I actually find it more difficult as a parent because, you know, you have no control. I'm up there in the stands with everybody else, at least as a coach. You know, you have some control, and you're in the middle of it, and so – you know, like that game the other night was just unreal, was crazy. And it was, it would have been far easier to coach in a game like that. And I have before than it was just sitting there watching it.
Take us to that moment, Coach, because it was so fun to watch on TV. I can't imagine what it was like to be in Indy, in the arena for that. In those final moments, just describe to us what the atmosphere was like.
Well, first and foremost, it was a well-played game by both teams. You know, no, it's a shame, and we hear that cliche all the time. It's a shame somebody had to lose the game. But, yeah, both teams, I mean, I'm telling you, I've been doing this 34 years, and that's the best game I've ever been a part of. And then just to have it end like that, it was more shock than anything. I mean, people were obviously cheering and it going nuts and jumping up and down. You know, I raised both fists, but I was watching Coach Few. You know, I didn't exactly know how much time was left. And so in this day and age, you got to wait for the, you know, for the playback, for the review. But when I saw Mark kind of walk and congratulate the UCLA coach, then I knew it was over. But I was more shocked than elated. But it was, and then it was crazy. You know, the Zach fans, we didn't want to leave for, it had to have been 30 minutes after the game, and the cops just kind of had to make everybody leave. Nobody wanted to leave. They wanted to stay there and just enjoy that moment, you know, what we had just seen. But it was a pretty neat deal, you guys. It's a memory that, you know, I'll certainly have, you know, for the rest of my life, and everybody there, you know, something that we'll never forget.
We're talking with Kelly Graves, University of Oregon women's basketball coach. His son, Will, is a junior on the Gonzaga Bulldogs basketball team, getting set for the national title tonight against Baylor in Indianapolis. Now, you know, it's a special situation for your son, too. I mean, he grew up on that campus, and he's seen how close Gonzaga has come on the men's side to winning national titles before. And it take us behind, you know, how he is feeling through all of this, because it's got to be a surreal moment for you guys as his family, but for him as well to play for the team where he grew up on that campus when you were the coach there.
Well, it was a dream come true for him. I mean, he grew up obviously a Zag fan. I was the head coach up there for 14 years. And so, you know, that's what he knew. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Coach Few's oldest son, AJ, and Will have been best friends from the time they were little kids. So, you know, it's been ingrained into him. He's always wanted to be a Zag and then had the opportunity, you know, to be part of it. He loves it. He's a perfect team player, you guys. I mean, he doesn't play much. He played in the first game of the tournament, but he hasn't played in the other ones. But he's as important as any of them. And I tell him after, I said, you know, if you do win a championship, and they obviously have a great chance to do that, I said, your ring's going to be the same size as Corey Kispert's or Jalen Suggs. It'll be just as meaningful. And I speak as a coach, every player on the team, regardless of how much they produce on the court, every player is just as important. They're all equal. And, you know, it was nice that Coach Few gave Will a shout out earlier in the tournament. You know, Will is one of those bench guys that is very creative. He's very vocal and they know how important he is to them. So, and then as a parent, just to, you know, to be able to be part of this and to see your son succeed like that and to be part of something so special and what could be something very historic, I think is super rewarding. I couldn't be more proud. And, you know, he's a 4-point student, you guys. He's getting out of this experience what a student athlete should. And that's what I'm really excited about.
So, Coach, we're talking to Kelly Graves. He is, of course, dad of a Gonzaga basketball player, but also the women's coach at Oregon. And, Coach, I know you were glued to the TV yesterday during the All Pac-12 Women's National Championship. You want to talk about another great game. That was one of them between Arizona and Stanford. When you watch that game, what to you stood out? Because Stanford is one of those powerhouse teams. You guys have had to face them. And you know these two teams so intimately with them being in the Pac-12. What stood out to you from the game, the national championship yesterday?
Well, AJ, full disclosure, I did not watch most of the game. I was following it. We had a lot of Zag family activities, and my family's here, of course. And then it's also a little bit bittersweet. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't have that chance to win it last year. And I know we can play with those teams. I struggle to watch the games after my team's eliminated. Mm-hmm. You know, I've never seen my last game at any point ever. So 2 years ago when we were in the Final Four and lost to Baylor, I've never watched that game. You know, it's just one of those things. And so I'm happy, and I'm close to both coaches and their coaching staffs, and know several of the players having recruited them. It was difficult. It would have been difficult to watch.
That's totally fair. That's totally fair, because you guys are more invested.
You know, I know I'm supposed to, as a women's basketball coach, say, hey, yeah, I'm watching, you know, our sport, but I would have if we didn't have so many things going on here. And, you know, I was at Gonzaga for so long, you know, and with all my boys and all their friends and their parents, you know, it was easy to get lost in all of that than to sit down and watch for a couple hours. But I followed it on my phone. I know it was a defensive battle. Sounds like, Arizona had the shot to win it. Stanford is a worthy champion. You know, they were the best team, you know, right from the get go. And I'm happy for them. I'm really happy for the conference because, you know, we've been the best conference in women's basketball for the past, you know, 4 or 5 years, but we didn't have that national championship. Well, now we do. And so, you know, I think it'll give a lot of respect to the West Coast.
As it should.
And we hope to be there soon.
There you go.
Know, we're not done.
I know. So you're dad first this weekend, which totally makes sense. But one of the things for me yesterday watching that game was it left no doubt in my mind that had March Madness been played last year, you guys would have been the one holding up the trophy. Is there any doubt in your mind that that's what would have happened had that played last year?
Yeah, there's absolutely none. And with all due respect to the other teams, and there's some, you know, it's kind of had a Gonzaga feel to it. Mm-hmm. You know, Gonzaga's been the best team. Like, we were the best team. You know, South Carolina was very good. There's no question about that. But I just, you know, you kind of get a feeling which team is going to, in the end, win. And I got that feeling with Stanford, you know, going into the tournament. They were just playing so well. And, They were poised to do it. I think we were as well. And that's why it kind of made it difficult to watch. I was texting back and forth with Sabrina yesterday a little bit, and she felt the same way. You know, she wasn't all that happy, you know, because those are teams that we were beating last year by. I mean, my goodness, we beat Stanford twice, more than 30 points.
Yep. And Sabrina took to Twitter, too. I'm pretty sure Sabrina took to Twitter and said something along those lines of, I'm still not over it.
Yeah, and you know, we never will be. And I get it, you got to move on, but it's always going to be part of, you know. Hey, listen, I remember losses from 20 years ago that still hurt.
Fair enough.
You know, but just, to be denied the opportunity, that will always be there. I mean, you know, obviously you have to get over those kind of things, but it'll always be there somewhere in your psyche.
I saw that Sabrina was working with Nike, and they unveiled the shoe that she's helped design. Is there any doubt that the Ducks will be wearing the Sabrina design shoes next year?
Well, my guess is we probably will be. But Will actually texted me and said, "Hey, we got Sabrina's shoe."
Oh, so nice.
They must have given them a pair of those while they were here, which is pretty cool. That's a great thing about Nike. The further you go in the tournament, they keep layering on something different for you and your team. And so they must have gotten that here in the last couple of days. He was pretty excited about that.
You know, before we let you go, and we really appreciate your time, you know, back to tonight's game. You've got a national championship. We were talking about this earlier. As a guy who's a coach, we've seen so many double-digit wins. It was, 29 of 30, right,
yeah,
have been double-digit wins. Is it you think that it's a good thing they got drug into deep water in that Final Four before tonight's game?
Well, I think it is because they won it. You know, both teams played well. It's not like these people say, well, the Zags must not have played well. Baloney.
No,
that
no.
was a well-played game by both teams.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that helps. And it might also lure Baylor into false sense of security. Like, hey, these guys are mortal. I think it's going to be a great game tonight. I have my favorite. I think I know who's going to win. But it's going to be a great game. These two have been on a collision course all year. And they were supposed to play here in Indianapolis back in December. I don't know if you knew
that. That's right.
Gonzaga had COVID issues, and so the game was canceled. I'm actually kind of glad that they didn't play that game, because now it really adds to the intrigue tonight. But I'm going to take a little nap, because one thing that the Zags can do, the Zags can party. So win or lose, tonight will be a really late night with the Zag people. So
that's amazing.
I've got a couple hours to catch some shut eye before what I know will be a really long night.
Thank you so much. Well, we will not stand between you and a nap. Dusty and I are huge, huge proponents of naps. So thank you so much for your time, Coach Graves. We really, really appreciate it. Best of luck to you and your family tonight. I hope you get to soak up every single minute of it. Thanks for joining us.
Well, me too. Oh, you bet, you guys. Thanks for having me.